Yes, there is a depth and meaning to our own beings. We are discovering it. By means of our participation in Sunday services, our participation in classes, we are discovering truly how powerful we are, how wonderful we are, how complete, whole, and perfect we have always been and will always be. Yes, we have risen beyond the concept of a punishing and rewarding God to a loving God that resides within our minds, our conscious awareness, that allows us to use its power to create the kind of life we want. We're thankful that this is the way the universe is constructed, making us an integral part of all that is divine, of all that is inspiring, of all that is transcendent of this world. And we use every aspect of what we're discovering by applying it to our everyday experience, watching to see if our self-talk and making sure that our self-talk is constructive, that it does reflect the values presented this morning. There truly is something within us that responds to us because that's its nature. And when we let it respond harmoniously and easily, a great peace comes over us. The peace of knowing that we're in the right universe at the right time, experiencing the right thoughts, and having a self-talk that lifts us up with the soar with the eagles. So we do that right now. We have done that all during this service. Everything spoken or sung this morning adds to our experience if we just let it. We let it. We don't need anyone's support but God's. And we have that. We have it right now. And we take it with us through the week, proving our allegiance by keeping our self-talk on a line with what God is in us. We don't dish people. We don't make people wrong. We rather see what's right with the world and live that right out to its extreme end. This is the way it is, and together we say, and so it is.